Jenny, it's Wes. We were going along just fine. There was no problem. If he was being contacted, it was his discussion with those people. And then he went and told us that he was being contacted. And, Jenny, it changed everything.
Yeah, I don't know if I got any great keen insight, unfortunately, but you know, I think probably as much as anything, I get the feeling like Oklahoma, you know, last year, even this year when things started to seem to fall apart with the A&M, I think Oklahoma was doing its darndest to try to keep things together. I think they may have just gotten tired of trying to keep things together. You know, A&M obviously getting ready to bolt. It just sounds like a matter of time now. Baylor's putting up a little bit of a fuss with a potential lawsuit. But, you know, I think that it's just a matter of time before that happens. And I think maybe Oklahoma people, David Bourne, Joe Castiglione, I think they might have just, you know, said, you know what? We're tired of trying to keep this thing together when it looks like nobody else wants to follow along with us. So I think that may have been some frustration and some, you know, some truth serum as well involved in that. But you're right. I mean, it did cause a stir because Oklahoma had been completely silent. We'd been wondering if we were ever going to hear anything from him. And then when we did, it was, you know, earth-shattering stuff.
Jenny Carlson of the Daily Oklahoman here with Barnhart and Durham on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Jenny, it's Tony Barnhart. It's almost as though Dr. Bourne wanted everybody to know, well, you know, we sat in the background last year when Texas was driving the bus, but you know what? We driving the bus this year. Just letting you know, we're out front on this thing. We ain't going to be wallflowers like we were a year ago.
Yeah, and I think that's in part true. And, you know, I think there were a lot of Oklahoma fans and people wondering, you know, were they, you know, were they sitting back? Were they just, you know, waiting for, you know, the next shoe to fall and they were going to have to live with it? But, you know, I do think the fact that Texas has this Longhorn network, you know, it's now become a little bit of a, you know, a hook around their neck. I mean, obviously it's a huge money generator for them. It's something that they've wanted for a long time, something DeLost Dodds has really you know, put a lot of time and effort into. But now, obviously, if they're looking at the Pac-12, you know, or any other conference, pretty much, you know, those conferences have things in place that would keep them from having that network. And Oklahoma, while they would like to have their own network, they don't currently. And so that's something that would not keep them from making a jump. And, yeah, and I think you're right, Tony. I think there was sort of a desire to let people know, hey, listen, we're not just sitting back. We're not just waiting for somebody else to tell us what to do. And that was, the case a year ago. The Longhorns did lead the charge in what was decided in the Big 12. But now I think Oklahoma and, by extension, Oklahoma State feel like they're directing their fate a little bit more this time around than they did last year.
Now, Jenny, help me understand something. I mean, basically what I've heard of Dr. David Bourne is that one of the reasons he's talking Pac-12 as opposed to the SEC, you know, the SEC folks don't understand it. We're in SEC country, and we think we invented football down here. So that's the thing. But what I understand about Dr. David Bourne is he feels that part of his legacy is to raise the academic profile of the University of Oklahoma, and he thinks the best way to do that, if they're going to move, they want to be affiliated with the Stanfords and the Cal Berkeleys and those people of the world, as opposed to going in the other direction. Is that kind of where he is, based on what you know?
I think that's a big part of it. I think the academics in the Pac-12, you've got a lot of schools that are in this, I think it's Academic Association Union or something. I'm sure I'm getting that wrong. But and you've got a ton of Pac-12 schools, not all of them, but a vast majority of them are in that. And I think that, you know, Oklahoma sees this as a chance academically to take a step forward. You know, I think some of the unsavory things that have happened in the SEC as far as, you know, all the goings-on at Auburn, Cam Newton, Mississippi State, blah 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 blah. We can debate that all day if we want to, but you know the appearance is there that maybe the SEC has had some not so savory things happen. I think that's a little bit of a detractor as well. But I think for David Bourne, he is very focused on the academic side of things, and I think that is a big deal to him. I think that may ultimately be the thing that pulls them most towards the Pac-12.
Jenny Carlson of the Oklahoman with Barnhart and Durham here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Jenny, also answer this for us. Mm-hmm. Tony and I have had the discussion about Virginia and Virginia Tech being, you know, politically tied. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's this question about Texas and Texas A&M, and neither one care to delve into the politics. And if they do, A&M apparently has Rick Perry on their side, so that makes it easier for them just to, you know, kind of balk. If Oklahoma were to make a move to the Pac-12, is Oklahoma State tied to that move politically in your state.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma State will be where Oklahoma is. As we know it to be from a year ago, the SEC extended an invitation at one point to Oklahoma, called David Bourne and said, we want you to come to the SEC. And David Bourne said, we're flattered, and he said, is Oklahoma State coming with us? And when he was told that Oklahoma State was not in the SEC's plan at that point, he said, thanks, but no thanks. And so the two schools here, the leaders especially, are very much tied to each other. They see mutual benefit in being in the same conference with each other. So while you see all this infighting and squabbling between Texas and Texas A&M, you don't really get the feeling like that's the case here. I mean, I would be shocked if, when all is said and done, when everything shakes out, if Oklahoma and Oklahoma State aren't together. I just think that and it's not just Oklahoma State following Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma also wants to have Oklahoma State with it. It's a mutual thing that goes both ways.
And it's also, and Tony, this is, we talked about this too at previous points, although there's bedlam and everybody understands Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, there is a degree of healthy respect between Joe Castiglione, the athletic director at OU, and also Mike Holder, the OSU AD, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. And I mean, I think, right, the whole bedlam thing, I mean, they get after each other. And, you know, whether it's football, which is obviously the highest profile, but, you know, every other sport, it's a big-time competition between these two schools. And, you know, it's like anything when you've got in-state rivals. You know, they want to get after each other. And, you know, Joe Castiglione, I think they see what OSU's done as far as facilities and upgrades, and it's been dramatic. I think he, you know, appreciates that. I think on the flip side, Oklahoma State has never been afraid of saying, hey, Oklahoma is one of the best in the country. You know, we have a great example right down the road of football excellence and athletic excellence, and we want to try to raise our standard to that. So, yeah, I think neither, you know, Mike Holder has said something very similar to what I just said about Oklahoma on several occasions. Heard him say it within the last month at a banquet. So, yeah, I mean, I think that the leaders, now fans may, you know, they may want to rip each other's heads off, but when you're talking about the leadership and the people that are actually making the decisions, those guys are, yeah, the mutual respect is definitely there.
Finishing up with Jenny Carlson of the Daily Oklahoman here with Barnhart and Durham on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Jenny, based on everything that you've seen and heard and what you've reported, are we now to the point, because of what Dr. Boren said on Friday?
Heck yeah, we're to the point.
Are we just, if Texas does not want to go and Oklahoma wants to go, Oklahoma will not hesitate to go on its own and take Oklahoma with them and leave Texas behind.
Yeah, I think that is the scenario. I don't think they want to leave Texas. I think they see a benefit in Oklahoma and Texas being in the same conference. I mean, look at the way that these two programs have raised each other's level in the last decade plus. You know, before the Big 12 came into existence, Oklahoma and Texas were both football powers. But if you look, they did not have conference championship years overlap very often. It was like 8 times in 50 years, but in the last 10 to 12 years, you've seen these two programs among the best year after year. Now, obviously, last year was not a great year for Texas. This year may not be a great year for Texas, but for the most part, they've helped each other sort of perpetuate that excellence, and so I think these two teams want to stay together. But at the same time, I mean, there's going to have to be some concessions. If Texas is going to go to the Pac-12, the Longhorn Network, I'm not sure they can take it with them.
Mm. Jenny, thanks for the visit. Appreciate your time as always. Hopefully Tony and I can get you back when the earth starts moving out there.
All right. Thanks, guys.